Who's funding good? We saw what chaos looked like. Who's funding good? Well, we decided that we were going to step up to the plate and do it. And Hannah, I got a couple great reports for your audience. And it's so great to be on the show with you again, Hannah. I can't wait to meet you in person. You're amazing. And it's just the exciting things that are happening is that we're 4 months old. Yeah. You know, we launched September 1st. So we're a little over 4 months old. And you can go to the website, thechristianrevolution.net. You can read our open letter to the world. And if you like what we're doing, funding good versus evil, people can pray. They can give, you know, $10, $20, $100 or more, and then they can share. So that is the marketing strategy and doing interviews and doing live meetings. And we're a grant-making business and six categories, Hannah. We want to fund projects in lawfare because people do need help with attorneys.
Yeah.
We want to fund those projects in the health and wellness and medical world. We want to fund those projects of individuals and organizations that have been standing up for Team Jesus outside of the four walls of the church. We think we can impact the sports world. We think we can impact through music and we think through education. Those are our six areas. Yeah. And Hannah, now we just added a week ago our grants tab. So you can click on the grants tab. You'll see that we started September 1st. We've given out in 4 months $330,000 in grants to 25 grantees.
Yeah.
So this is all a God thing. And we're just getting started, Hannah.
I know. It's all about fun and the good because it's like we're all in this movement together. We're all doing our part and stuff. And it's all about helping, encouraging one another, helping where we can. Because I'm like, there are way more of us than there are of the bad ones. They've just spoken a lot louder and then made themselves to be like the majority. And I'm like, oh, no. We the people are the majority. Yeah, we still are.
Hannah, we are. And the exciting thing is we the people is actually center left and center right.
Yeah,
that's the majority. That for God, family, country, and sports, that's the majority. And whether you're young or you're old, that is where the story of truth is. And that truth is what they hate more than anything. That truth that we stand on the truth. They can scream and yell and share lies. And we know who the ultimate deceiver is, Lucifer. And there's only two teams, Hannah. There's Team Lucifer and there's Team Jesus. So not everybody's on a team yet, but we can recruit for Team Jesus and just be thankful that we share truth. And at the right time, we can plant seeds, whether it's in a high school or on a college campus or out in the real world. We are called as believers to plant seeds.
And then that's what they'll grow from. Yeah.
Exactly. You never know. Hey, Hannah, you may be planting seeds and all of a sudden Ohio Brett comes in with Pastor Casper and we do a concert experience and then a prayer breakfast in Lexington and then have a 1 day conference. And those people, they've been ready. And then those seeds come to fruition. That harvest is coming. So I am in a blessed position, Hannah, that over the last couple of weeks, or really since September 1st, we launched, I've been in 17 states, now 18. Now that I'm standing in Arizona, I'm actually in 18 states since September 1st. So I'm out on the road just telling everybody about what we do at the Christian Revolution. Yeah. And Hannah, it's been amazing, this journey. There is such a hunger. People just don't know what to do. They know in their heart that things are wrong. They know in their spirit that there's no way a mask is honoring God by wearing a mask. There's no way that they're going to break down the holy temple, our body, and take an experimental shot. Now, unfortunately, there are so many lost out there. They're in a deep fog. They're in a delusion. And I just believe that the prayers of a righteous man, they don't come back void. They do not come back void. And the abundance of the opportunities for all of us on Team Jesus are there. Everybody has a different role. Hannah, you have an amazing role in what you're doing, impacting so many with your great show and all the great interviews that you have. And Ohio Brett's honored to be back on today. And so what I've been doing on the way to the conference is I've been doing site selection. So I had a chance from Fort Lauderdale. I took my time. I was in Jupiter. I was in West Palm. I was in St. Augustine, Florida. Then I drove over through Tallahassee, and Panama City Beach is beautiful. If you've never been there.
I've been there once, and it was, I know, I loved it.
You don't have to go there for the craziness of spring break, although I did when I was in college. It was fun. We had a blast. But as an adult now, to come back and see the beautiful beaches and the beautiful area, and it'll be a very great spot for us to host a two-day event. And then I had a chance to go to Pensacola. And Hannah, Mobile, Alabama was amazing. I actually had a chance to watch the national championship football game with a whole bunch of Alabama fans as they played Georgia. There was a couple Georgia guys there, and Georgia ended up winning the game. And many of your audience knows that I had a chance to play for Nick Saban at the University of Toledo. And my dad was the athletic director who hired him. And I was a walk-on defensive back. So I loved practice. I was a practice player. Everybody has a different role. I loved my role on that team, Hannah, because I didn't travel. I didn't play in the games, but I got the travel team ready to go play in the games.
Yeah.
And there's roles we can remember. Sometimes you're the superstar. Sometimes you're the practice player. And we just need to know that as we're moving forward, trying to encourage and grow the body of Christ, that's our challenge, to encourage the body of Christ and grow the body of Christ. So we have to go to places where that it may seem dark, it may seem lost, but they need that light. And just by you walking in the room, Hannah, or myself walking in the room, people can sense it. They can sense it.
Yeah. Because they're in darkness, and so when they see the light, it's like ships being out at sea. And it's like whenever they see that lighthouse, it's like if there's no lighthouse, they're going to crash. But it's like it's up to the lighthouse keeper to turn on the light so that way they know where to come into. And that's what we are. Yeah,
that's right. That's what we do. And one of the things I wanted to share with your audience is an update from January 6th. We hosted Ohio Brett and Coach Dave with the ChristianRevolution.net. We hosted a national event. We took back that day. January 6th is our day. Yeah. It's a fair question for us to ask. What really happened? Mm-hmm. What really happened to our elections? What really happened in Washington, D.C.? What really happened with infiltrators ruining a prayer session where we were just praying over the country? We were singing. It's fair to ask what's going on with our election process, with just the countless fraud that was going on. And it's all come out. The truth is there. Mm-hmm. And so I want to call on all of our elected officials on the right and the left. You don't have to wait till 2024. If the car got stolen, Hannah, and they found my car, I don't have to wait to get my stolen car back till 2024. So we're going to keep some pressure, peaceful assembly pressure on our elected officials to get to the bottom of this. But it was so much bigger than this, that. On January 6th, we celebrated freedom, freedom from division. And we asked everybody on that day to lay down your politics. No Trump flags, no FJB banners, no let's go Brandon chants. We need to all come together on this day. Please bring an American flag, an appeal to heaven flag, an I love Jesus sign, I stand for freedom sign. And it was amazing, Hannah. The report that I could share with you is that we had over 100 leaders go to the website, learn more, and they felt the tug on their heart to enter their information and say, I will host a local event. I'll get a small group event in my town. And the pictures, we're going to put them on the website from from Hawaii to Arizona, California, Oklahoma, Texas, all over Ohio, Kentucky, Maine, all the way down to Florida. It was amazing. And so, Hannah, we could plant a flag for good on that day. Yeah. And whether they had two people there or 100 people there, it all counted.
Yep.
We had some of the most beautiful pictures from people that was their family stood out there, five of them, and they were out there in their community. And there was some cold weather. When we had a great group up in Buffalo, a huge group in a blizzard. So they actually went back out on Saturday just to do it again. But this isn't about Ohio Brett or Coach Dave. It's really not about the Christian Revolution. It is about what we stand for. We're standing for good versus evil.
Yes. Exactly. Right now, it's like there are people who love America and love humanity, and there are people, the other side, people who hate America and hate humanity. Those are the only two sides. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican. Those aren't the sides. It's like just people who love this country and love people, or the people who hate this country and hate people. Those are the only two sides.
Yep. That's right. And so I'm going to get busy doing some fun things to recruit our side and to encourage our side. And if that other side shows up, we're going to drip on them. We're going to drip on them with some love and truth. That's why the concert series is going to be so much fun. And we're be patient with us. We're working out the details. It's going to be so much fun. And we're about 90 days away from really rolling out two or three events per month. So I'm doing site selection right now. So as I mentioned some of the towns, Mobile, Alabama, I was in Slidell, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Beaumont, Texas, Katy, Texas, Houston, San Antonio. I stopped in to say hello to the Alamo. I had never been there. It's a beautiful, beautiful place and a historic place. And you know what? That really inspired me, because the San Antonio Alamo, that was a place where they made a stand for country. Yeah. Well, we need to make a stand. You don't have to go to the Alamo. You can make a stand right in Lexington, right in Dublin, Ohio, right in Chicago, right in Tucson, Arizona, where I'm at right now. That's the idea. But we need to give that encouragement, and they got to take the ownership there locally. And so by doing a concert experience or doing a one day a conference seminar where you have a great breakfast and you know, three or four speakers before lunch, and you fellowship over lunch, and then three or four speakers before the end of the day, that's a powerful day. And there's so many great local speakers, and there are some great national speakers too, but I want to feature the local speakers. Why? Because we're going to have an event in Lexington or Mobile, Alabama, and the lead Biloxi, Mississippi. I can't wait to go back to Biloxi, Mississippi, where their leaders we will encourage. Because then when we need to stand to make a stand, we know who to reach out to in our local town. It was beautiful in Washington, D.C. last January 6th with over 2 million people coming there for good. And it got infiltrated. It got taken over by evil. But now we're not going to go back there and give them a home game. We're going to spread out all across America, all 50 states, for God, family, country, and sports.
Spread out and conquer. Instead of the term divide and conquer, because you don't want to divide, but it's like spread out and conquer. Because if they're, we're all around the place, it's like they're like, what do we do? And it's like, you can't do anything, because we're all standing in all different areas of the U.S., but it's like, we're all standing together. And
Hannah, you're the best. I love that. Let's spread out and unite. Spread out and unite and conquer. Spread out, unite, and occupy. We're here to occupy. This is our country. Many of us still love this country. We love the fact that our country was founded by our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're still the best country in the world for people to practice any religion they want. And they have free will to do it. And we don't mandate them to force them on Team Jesus. We don't mandate them. Team Lucifer is trying to mandate things right now with the health and wellness and masks and the shots. Well, we're not going to apologize that America was founded on Christian values, but it's still the safest place for anybody to practice any religion. But I'm so excited of the spreading out, the uniting and conquering for Team Jesus.
That'd be a good tagline for the next, for like the concert series or something, a good tagline: spread out, unite, conquer. That'd be like, or like,
I love
spread,
it.
Unite, conquer. That'd be a good like tagline.
Hey, we got to get you on the team, man. You got great marketing ideas. Now, one of the questions that we're going to ask is we're going to have the concert series, the spread out and unite and conquer series. And at the conference, because you could have the concert the night before, because we could reach out to those students. We could reach out to the whatever audience we want. And the next day, you know, if the students can't make it, there are local leaders that we can get to at the conference. And you could do a prayer breakfast too. The day of the conference, we could do a community-wide prayer breakfast that every single pastor is invited to come and bring their people. These pastors need encouragement, because unfortunately, many of them have been living in fear, not faith.
Very true.
I'm not talking about the congregation. I'm talking about the pastors. The pastors have been living in fear, not faith. And shame on them for doing that. Yes, I said shame on them. We need to call them out. We with love, we need to call them out. And it is scriptural where you're supposed to go to them one-on-one first. And if they don't get it, you go back with a few leaders. And if you don't get it, you go back with the whole congregation. And if they don't get it, then they lose their position. They're not allowed. Well, we're going to love on these pastors. Let's love on them. Let's go with them one-on-one for an invite for a prayer breakfast. Come on down, baby. Come hang out with us. We are not going to attack you. We want to encourage you because maybe you need the scales removed from your eyes.
Yeah.
I know I did, Hannah. I prayed a couple years ago. I prayed. I thought I was such a warrior for Jesus. And all I was doing was ushering at church and collecting the offering. I wasn't even going outside of the four walls, but my simple prayer was, Lord, you're giving me a platform now as a speaker in Ohio. God let it on my heart to go to all 88 counties in Ohio and connect people to help and truth. And I've been to 46 over the last couple of years. Haven't been to all 88 yet, but I've been to 46 and I'm going to keep knocking them off. And then some big doors opened up where people asked for me to go speak around the country. Yeah. And then this opportunity with the ChristianRevolution.net came in. And by faith, Hannah, by faith, today, my feet are in Arizona, Tucson. So I've been in 17 states since we launched in September. I believe by faith, I'll get to all 50 before we have our annual celebration back in Buffalo on next September. So by faith, I think that's going to happen. But I'm going to try to encourage and grow the body of Christ wherever I go.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. It's like all of us, we have different parts to play because not everybody can be an eye or a nose or a mouth or the more well-known extremities. But it's like people got to be like the small toe, the pinky toe. But it's just as important because if you don't have that, there are going to be problems. And the parts of the body, it's like there's a part for everybody. And it's like everybody is just as important, even though they may not be as well-known, like you said, like a suit. Not everybody's going to be a superstar, but the ones who are in the background are just as important. Doing the small things, the little old lady, just starting a little group. A Patriots. She's just as important as people like Mike Lindell and General Flynn and Clay Clark and you. It's like just as important because we're all doing it together. Yep.
Couldn't agree more. And Hannah, I want to listen to you and get your advice. We're putting together a national committee of college students to help guide us because the Lord led us on our heart with the Christian Revolution to start student clubs on campuses all over America. Now, I remember when I was in a student club at University of Toledo, I was on the football team and we had practices every day and we had games and winter conditioning and summer conditioning. I was also a member of a fraternity, Beta Theta Pi. And every Sunday we had an hour long meeting. So I'm not so sure we want to have the structure of an hour long meeting, but I think that we can organize on college campuses and anybody who wants to be part of the Christian Revolution, we want to guide them to maybe a weekly Zoom where Hannah or a video chat where you could lead them and maybe we could guide scripture study or meet outside of the four walls of the church because they're their own leaders. They don't need me to guide them. They need me to guide them, but they don't need to handle every single meeting. And we could do some cool things with video and meetups and some very cool things around tailgates at football games or going to big basketball games or going to concerts. So just cover it in prayer because it hasn't been revealed yet the exact format, but we will be reaching out and building college campus student. I don't know if the club is the right term or it's a team. We're going to be building teams to plug into. And so we know that we're all together. So cover that in prayer. I wanted to share that today. Because it's happening. And I just through the sports world, I've been blessed, you know, through my career and my father being such a great athletic director, assistant at Ohio State, and then the head guy at Toledo, Fresno State in California, and then the Kansas Jayhawks. So, yes, unfortunately, I love Big Blue. But when they play Kansas, I do cheer for the Jayhawks.
I know you. It's like, hey, they're all in different teams, but hey, they're all sports and they all come together and play the same game, even though they're on different teams, but they all come together and play and they have a good time.
Oh, you have no idea how much my family loves Big Blue. From Kyle Macy all the way back. My mom's from Eastern Kentucky. So we used to get the cat's paws growing up. So I'm not kidding when I say Big Blue is in my family. And so I always kid my friends that even with Ohio State, yes, I'm a huge fan of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The only time I cheer against the Buckeyes is when they play the University of Toledo. And I saw next year on the schedule, the Toledo Rockets will be playing in Columbus. So I'll probably have to do a big tailgate and maybe a concert the night before, and we'll have some fun. And yes, I'm going to have to cheer against the Buckeyes that day, but they're very good. And we'll see what happens on the football field.
Oh, yeah. Always great having you on, Brett. So happy to hear about like all the great reports. And like I said, I'm excited for that concert series because I'm like, it sounds like it's going to be fun because I'm excited for stuff like for my generation, like that's going to be starting up. Because I mean, Clay Clark, they've been doing such great events and stuff. But I'm excited to get like my generation on board. It's like, OK, we got a lot of the older adults and stuff. Now it's time to go get their kids and grandkids.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why on my heart, we can provide the structure, but we want the students to be provided the leadership opportunities. Yeah. Let them lead. Let them lead the Bible study. Yeah. Let them lead the conversation, because this is our future generations. It's all going to be in their hands. And I think that the model of the church is flawed as far as the denomination level is division. Just going to the church to go hear Jeremy Mac, Toby Mac or Jeremy Camp music, or Mercy Me, or Matthew West. That's great music. But just to go get pumped up and hear someone talking at you in a sermon, you know, and never going outside of the four walls of the church to live and to share. So I think the model of the church is changing. And I think the college campus and those future leaders, that young audience, it's just on my heart to build that. And so I'm going to be obedient to that. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like right now, but the concert experience will be a great start to be a recruiter, wherever we go. So thank you, Hannah, for having me on. I'm going to get back in the car and start driving to Phoenix, and I'll look forward in the future to coming back and giving you a report on the ChristianRevolution.net.
Awesome. I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Gotta make sure you tell me your full faith.
These vaccines are zero liability.
There's so much fake information.
It's the David and Goliath thing.
Their agenda is not God's agenda.
Why will the churches not stand up?
I'm trying to save America.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.